Dick and Betsy DeVos, who live on the west side of the state, recommend you vote for Attorney General Mike Cox, who lives on the east, for governor in the August 3rd Republican primary. But Congresswoman Candace Miller of Macomb County thinks you should vote for Pete Hoekstra, who's from Holland. Gilda Jacobs, the state senator from Huntington Woods, thinks they're all wrong and you should vote in the Democratic primary instead for Andy Dillon, now the Speaker of the House. And Dan Kildee of Flint, who himself ran for governor for about 5 minutes last winter, thinks you should vote for Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero instead. His uncle Dale, who's represented Flint in Congress since about 1845, agrees. Matter of fact, I showed up yesterday with about a dozen other Flint area officials to urge a vote for Bernero. Politicians used to do this sort of thing at the entrance to a factory so that they could shake hands with workers. In this case, the Flint officials showed up to endorse Bernero at the abandoned Buick City plant, which provided stark symbolism, if not voters. Meanwhile, Rick Snyder, whose net worth may be greater than all the other candidates combined, didn't have any new endorsements, but put out a letter saying he was strongly committed to the rights of the unborn. A spokesman said it was pure coincidence that he was doing this the same week Right to Life of Michigan is making its endorsements. By the way, Snyder isn't going to get that endorsement because he also favors embryonic stem cell research. He seems to be trying to get the anti-abortion lobbyists to at least not denounce him and, hopefully, not endorse anyone at all. But just what do these endorsements mean, anyway? I've never met anyone who said, "The Daily Gazette just endorsed Herkimer for governor, and that means I'm for him, too." Years ago, I asked an old editorial writer in Memphis, Tennessee, about endorsements. Well, he said, it's like wetting your pants while wearing a dark blue suit. It gives you a nice warm feeling, and nobody notices. However, he allowed that sometimes it didn't feel so good later on. He'd endorsed one candidate who ended up in the penitentiary. Frankly, I've never met anyone who said their vote for governor was swayed by a newspaper editorial or a politician's endorsement. Whether these endorsements really count are in so-called lesser races. Some years ago, I knew a very qualified lawyer who was running for judge in a large county where the voters tended to pick judges who had Irish names. She wasn't Irish. What was worse, her opponent, who didn't have her qualifications, did have an Irish name. "I'm doomed," she told me. "Maybe not," I said. I encouraged her to visit every newspaper in the county and win their editorial endorsements. Most people don't know anything about candidates for judicial positions and often rely on newspaper recommendations. My friend won all the endorsements and ended up winning by less than 1% of the vote. This may not be a perfect system. However, there are worse ways to pick candidates. For example, the legislature just repealed the statute outlawing dueling. They said that's something we no longer need to worry about. Given our politics today, I'm not so sure.